your turn. Radio Star on Medium Wave 1548, and it's now time for the question and the answer program with Hazrat Mufti Ilyas Saab Hafidhahullah, who is on the other side of the line. All right, we'd like to welcome Mufti Saab. Mufti Saab, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Jim Saab, hoping to Saab is well today, inshallah.
Inshallah.
Jazakallah for your time. All right, and since we haven't been speaking to Mufti Saab for quite some time, inshallah, we've decided to make the program another 15 minutes longer, inshallah. So we're starting off now, coming up to 10 o'clock, and we'll just break for the news. The number to call is 011-854-1548, and the cell phone number to send your questions via cell phone, the number is 082-580-8070. You want to call us, inshallah, please do so. Any concerns, doubts, queries on your mind, we have the Mufti to diffuse it, yes. And you can call us on 011-854-1548. Cell phone number, we remind you, is 082-580-8070. We just have questions coming through, alhamdulillah. The one says, I would just like to find out that if a Muslim person gets married to a convert and due to her not having any Muslim family, who can act as the witnesses for her at the nikah?
In this case here, remember the laws of hijab have to be applied all the time. And in this case here, that she will be, give permission to any two people behind the curtain, or when she is in hijab, then she will be able to give two people, two generally pious people, male, adult, sane Muslims, to act on her behalf. Meaning one person will act as on her behalf in the nikah, and the two will be the witnesses. So she can do it that way. Or the other way is that she can write a letter of giving agency in proxy, and making someone her agent to marry her off. Thirdly, she can have a nikah and the presiding alim can be there. Mm-hmm. Obviously, she is going to be in hijab, and the hijab and kubul and the acceptance and proposal and acceptance will be done in front of the presiding alim, and that will be also permissible to do.
All right, Jazakallah, we're going further, inshallah. So the other question is, does one have to give dam if one has accidentally performed nafl tawaf in the state of menses?
Yes. In this case, it is stated in Mu'allimul Hujjaj and in other kitabs that a dam has to be given.
Okay.
And also, with that dam, istighfar, tawbah, etc. has to be done.
Alright, and the other question says, what is the masala with regards to babies wearing pictures of animals on it?
That is why, unfortunately, these days we are getting disobedient children, and we are also not experiencing the blessings and the barakah, peace and tranquility in the homes. Why? Because the hadith is very clear that where in that house there are pictures of dogs, then the angels do not enter, meaning the angels of peace, mercy, blessing, barakah. And some stupid fellow says, no, they'll keep a dog, therefore the angel of death will not come. In the hadith, it is spoken of the angels of mercy and peace. The reply the ulama gave to that stupid fellow was that the angels that take out the roo of the dog will come for you also and take your roo out also. Yeah, we should not be allowing, and we should not be encouraging. And we are the parents, we are the one who spends on the children. We should not be purchasing the clothing which has got pictures and making our children adorn such un-Islamic garments.
All right, Jazakallah for them. So we go on further, inshallah. I think we have a caller as well. All right, no callers. The number to call is 011-854-1548. We've been asked to repeat the SMS number. The SMS number is 082-580-8070. It's 082-580-8070. All right, the question statement is, firstly, my deceased Muslim mom's family are Muslim and my deceased Muslim dad's family are Christian. I got a query regarding to funerals. My deceased Muslim father's Christian brother died last week. I did, however, went to the house to pay my respects. However, they are having his funeral at a certain place, and all the services will be done there. The question she's asking is, she said she loves both the families. Do I attend the funeral?
What you have done is sufficient in the light of Sharia, that you have already gone there and passed your words of sympathy. In fact, that is a good time to explain Tawheed and to explain that Allah Jalla Majdahu is the one who gives life and takes life,
yes,
and Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala is the one who we are entrusted to, and He is the one who takes life whenever He wants to, and He is the only one, only decision maker. There is no one who can remove calamities besides Him. This is an ideal opportunity to explain the simplicity of Muslim burials, and also the cheapness of it, the simplicity of it, and the quickness of it, which you can see that other religions do not have. The delay, expensive, there's too much proceedings, celebration, festivity, too many rituals attached to it. And Islam is so simple. This is an ideal opportunity for presenting Islam in its true, pristine, simple form. However, you do not have to, you do not and you should not go for the subsequent burial proceedings. You should abstain.
All right, JazakAllah, Mustafa, we can't further. We do have a caller as well on the line. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. I'd like to ask that how will we recognize Allah Ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah? It has been said that we will recognize Him through the shin. I just like an explanation with regard to this matter.
JazakAllah, with a separate response. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
The Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in one hadith stated that, and it was a full moon, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spoke to Sahaba Ikram radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in and said, see the full moon on in Jannah, you will see Allah Jalla Majdahu like this, meaning that there will be no rush in seeing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the seeing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is proven. And also, with our physical eyes, we are going to see Allah Jalla Majdahu. There is one group, the Mu'tazila, they say, no, you cannot see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is impossible. Mm-hmm. We say, no, that first of all, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated clearly in hadiths like this, that there is going to be sight of Allah, vision of Allah on the day of Qiyamah. And also, Hazrat Musa alayhi salam, he also requested to see Allah Jalla Majdahu. And for a Nabi, his request will not be for an impossibility or an improbability. His request will be for a possibility. And Allah Jalla Majdahu, He focused His manifestation, the Jaliyat, caused Musa alayhi salam and his group to fall unconscious. However, the sight negation is not proven there. The sight affirmation is proven by that incident. So we are going to see Allah. How are we going to see Him? In what form? And what we are going to see, that is left to be seen. Well, inshallah, we will go to Jannah and we are blessed with the sight of Allah Jalla Majdahu. Then we will see, and what we see, we will enjoy. Now, there is a discussion about what is better in Jannah, to get the pleasure of Allah or the sight of Allah. This is an academic discussion, and many are of the opinion that the sight is better, and others are of the opinion that the pleasure, to obtain the pleasure of Allah Jalla Majdahu, is better. However, when Allah Jalla Majdahu talks about face, hand, shin, then this is metaphorical in nature. Shah Waliullah Delvi Rahmatullah Alayhi, etc., explains that these are left to be interpreted as per the shan of Allah, as per the being of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it does not mean physical hand or physical face or physical shin as we know it. There was a group, they existed, they said no, and that is an erroneous and fallacious group that thinks that Allah Jalla Majdahu has got body, physical parts. That is an erroneous belief to hold.
Right. JazakAllah for that wonderful explanation. We go on further, inshallah. 2.5 minutes to 9 o'clock. We have two callers on the line. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Hello.
Hello, dear. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum, how are you, Mawlana?
Alhamdulillah, how are you?
Mawlana, I've got a question here.
Gee.
You know, now it's been very, very hot for this last few weeks, right?
Gee.
And I go to a masjid where there's a large congregation.
Mm.
And you know where they're putting the fans on, right?
Gee.
And we get this one brother puts a fan on, the other brother puts a fan off, and the other brother puts a fan, and it's starting to cause a bit of a
problem,
a rough between the Muslims there. Mm. So this was brought to the notice of the Imam. And the Imam told us, no, he doesn't want to get involved in this here. What is the best solution to this problem? I'll listen on here.
JazakAllah, brother. I think it's an important question. JazakAllah. It happens many a time in many masjids. What's up your response?
First of all, that it is sad to know that the Imam got no control over the masjid. Then what is the Imam? The Imam is our spiritual leader, is our guide. He's supposed to be in full control of the masjid. And so that means he's Imam of the Musalla only. He can make Salat and he must go home. So we will appeal to the trustees and governors and mutawallis of the masajids that give your Imam power, give him some control, give him some authority. Otherwise, do not make him just a figurehead there. He must be able to exercise his authority. That means if something is going wrong in the masjid, the poor Imam cannot do anything about it. Give the Imam his due respect, honor, dignity with his duty and responsibility. Just do not make him a figurehead like in this case here. The solution is very simple, that in the said masjid, there should be half the masjid, the fans are on, and half the masjid, the fans are off. So those who want to go and enjoy the fans should do so. Those who feel that the fan is giving them too much cold or headache, or they are experiencing difficulty, should go to that section of the masjid where the fans are off. In that way, where we have got it in our own masajid and that, then the whole congregation, alhamdulillah, can be happy.
Sure.
But no musalli has got the right to interfere with the electrical system, mic system, or the air condition, or the masjid boards, or instruct the imam, or instruct the masjid whenever they feel like.
Indeed.
If they have got a complaint against the masjid or the imam, then would respect and protocol should present it before the imam.
JazakAllah for that. And you know, this problem occurs many a time more in the month of Ramadan during the Taraweeh Salam. What is that? The question is, alright, let's take our caller first. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Dear sister.
Okay, that's three questions for Mustafa. The first one is there any sunnah way of holding a musalla? And the second question is, if you buy an Islamic gallery in book, and if it's got pictures of animals, can you color it, or will you be answerable on the day of Qiyamah? And
okay.
The third one is, can Mustafa please explain the story behind ladies not wearing perfume outside the house and men not wearing salt? Because someone has told me that when Adam alayhi salam was about to be clothed, the leaves fell off. And when the leaves fell off, it became perfume. That is why ladies cannot wear perfume. And when Hawa alayhi salam's leaves fell off, it turned into salt.
Alright, JazakAllah, sister. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Do we have any other callers? Yes, let's take our callers. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum salam.
Yes, brother, how are you?
Welcome back, Mawlana.
JazakAllah.
Assalamu alaikum to Mufti Sahab.
I must, Mufti Sahab, I had to come back.
Mufti Sahab, I have a few questions. The first question is, there are certain people that belong to the Alamiya Ansari Mehfil group. And they believe that the late Mawlana Alim Siddiqui of Meerut, who passed away in Medina, believed that he is the, because he passed away there, that till the day of judgment, he is the guest of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Could Mufti Sahab please comment on that? That's the first one. The second one is, they also believe that he is a descendant of Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala. That's related to late Mawlana Abdul Alim Siddiqui, the respected Mawlana. Then, I just have another three more questions. Will it be permissible for one to read the Farz Salah in the masjid and the Sunnats and Nafil at home? Right?
Mm-hmm.
And then there are some people who, when they read the Quran, they have a forward and a backward motion. Will that be permissible?
Okay.
And under what circumstances, if any, can one return a gift?
Okay. Right,
my last question is on a lighter note. Can Muftis tell us how long does it take to become a Mufti? And are there any lady Muftis? And if they are, then what will we call them?
Jazakallah,
Bala.
Okay, brother. Jazakallah. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum.
Alright, Muftis Sahab, I've been writing. Alright, any other callers? Alright, let's come to the third caller, Muftis Sahab, if it's okay with you.
Okay.
Alright, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Hello, brother, can you speak a little louder, Maaf?
Hello?
Hello, G, can you speak a little louder? Assalamu alaikum.
Wa
alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah, G.
I just have a question. If say, for instance, a husband wants to relocate for business reasons, right? And he needs to leave his area, and his wife does not want to leave, what is the situation on that? If there's no compromise, or what happens? But the husband knows that it will be formidable to go. It will be a good move.
Gee, what's the reasons why
the wife does not want to go with the husband?
Gee, any reason she's given, brother?
Reasons being, she is probably feeling she'll be away from family or something like that.
Okay. Any other question you have?
I know that.
All right, Mr. Abu Dispani, inshallah. Alright, Jazakallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Alright, let's go on further with this fourth caller. Let's take the caller. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Hello.
Hello, G, brother. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
G.
Is Al Baraka permissible to invest in Al Baraka Bank permissible?
Okay, any other question?
No, that's it.
Alright, Jazakallah, brother. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh. Alright, yes, 12 minutes past 9 o'clock. Mujisam, let's come to the sister who phoned in earlier. What is the sunnah way of folding a musalla?
See, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. So many questions, you can close up now, isn't it?
Yes, I can close up.
The nothing has been recorded officially in any hadith about the sunnah method of folding the musalla. However, I've seen, one brother showed me, he told me, you know, this he has been taught by his group. And he said, this is how you have to do it.
Mm.
So I explained, see, this is not farz, this is not wajib, this is not sunnah, jurisprudently. What you are showing, this can fall under a mannerism.
Mm.
And this can fall under some ethics of folding the musalla. However, there is one wrong method of doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Generally, people, after they perform salah, then they fold the right top edge or the left top edge. Upon inquiry, they say, no, if you do not do that, then shaitan reads salat. First of all, if shaitan is going to read salat, then you should leave it. Let him read. But where he's going to be reading salat? So this is absolutely fallacious and erroneous, no basis, and it's futile. However, there is no official method of folding the musalla. Basically, fold it, keep it neatly, and don't fold it and keep it away, that you use it only once in a while.
Mm-hmm.
And you should make it a habit that fold it so that you can unfold it very quickly.
Mm.
The second?
Alright, so the second question regarding the coloring book. Coloring?
Yes, it will be permissible to color that.
Alright, JazakAllah. MashaAllah, my questions are, you know, all in. So, third question with regards to, yes. Ladies wearing perfume and men wearing silk. What is the masala?
But then she had one bayan about Hazrat Adam alayhi salam and Hazrat Hawa radiallahu ta'ala anha. And I could not make out the logistics behind that bayan that she gave.
Mm-hmm.
However, that understand something. Sijda e tazimi, sijda in respect, was in the shariat of Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam permissible then.
Mm-hmm.
And no more permissible in our Sharia.
Mm-hmm.
Our Sharia is the last Sharia. We are from the last Ummah, having the last Nabi, and we have the last Kitab. So our Sharia is the one to follow. And our Nabi, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hazrat Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is the one to follow. And he has stated that the decoration and beautification for female lies in color, and the decoration and beautification for male lies in smell. So once he has stated that, then irrespective whether it makes sense to us or not, we will accept it. And he has stated that men should not utilize silk. Now, the explanation of silk is that, yes, as an exception on two occasions, men are allowed to wear silk. One, as a treatment, medical reasons. If due to some sores and ailments, the medical practitioner says, no, you will have to utilize silk as a garment, then that will be permissible.
Okay.
Secondly, silk at the time of war, because it is smooth, and the arrow, the spear, or the sword will slide off it. So, permissible due to circumstances and to special cases. Otherwise, not permissible for men to utilize silk and gold.
Okay, Mr. Jazakallah, for that. One to three questions done. Now we come to the caller, the brother who phoned earlier, regarding Mawlana Abdul Halim Siddiq Sahab, rahmatullah alayh. Mulisab, you got the question?
Yes.
There? Okay.
He mentioned certain group, etc.
Yes.
Now they say he's a guest of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam because he passed away in Madinatul Munawwara.
Yes.
We also will say that anybody, alhamdulillah, who passes away in Madinatul Munawwara, all those are so fortunate passing away in Madinatul Munawwara. Because it comes in a hadith that on the day of Qiyamah, on the day of resurrection, then after the resurrection of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, then Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, then it will be the turn of those in Jannatul Baqi. So fortunate are those who are neighbors to Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and will have good opinion of all those who are laying resting in Jannatul Baqi.
Ameen. Allah grant us all death in Medina Sharif. Ameen.
Then about his being a descendant of Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala and who, that is upon research. They have to show a tree, what we call shajara, and then you examine the shajara. We do not have the tree in front of us, so we cannot comment on that.
Right, Mr. Jazakallah for that. We have a caller. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum salam.
Jibin.
I'd like to know if a woman had a hysterectomy 17 years ago and she's 40 now, she's about 50 years old, what is the masla behind it?
That is istihaza.
Alright, it is istihaza, sister. Jazakallah bayan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Alright, one more caller. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Hello, assalamu alaikum. Hello, assalamu alaikum. Alright, we can't tell Mr. Abdi, the brother asked the other question.
Is it permissible to perform sunnah and nafil at home?
Yes.
Remember that during the time of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that was the norm, that was the pattern, that first salat was performed in the masjid, and subsequently the Sahaba ikram radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in, they went away home to perform their sunnah and nafil, etc. Now, because of the condition of the ummah, that if you go home, then you fall down. And you cannot do anything because of the distractions. As soon as you go home, then there are too many distractions. As a result, the ulama stated that whilst you are in the masjid now, perform the sunnah, perform the nafil, perform the witr, and then go home. Now, if a person in this age wants to perform the farz at home, in the masjid at least, and go home and perform the sunnah and nafil, and he's pretty confident that he will not be distracted, then it is permissible absolutely to do so.
Okay.
Now, the other question was forward and backward movement when they read the Quran Kareem. This is generally associated to the Indo-Pak subcontinent, and because we have got our roots there, then we also, when we read Quran or memorize Quran, then this is an unconscious movement taking place. There is no harm in this.
Right.
It's absolutely permissible. And that you should not try to tell a person, stop, don't move forward, backwards. And it is permissible to do so. In fact, if you go to any Hibs class, then everybody is moving forward, backwards. And this has become like a habit for the Hibs students and for those who are making their door and those who are reciting Quran excessively.
All right. So then he asked about returning a gift.
Yes, when is it permissible to return a gift? Because obviously he knows the hadith, if you accept the returned gift, then it is like licking up the, like a dog licking up its vomit.
Mm-hmm.
So that is why he is concerned. However, to return a gift, it will be permissible if the gift is haram. For example, if someone gives sends to you pork or wine, or sends to you a gift that you go to certain cinema, or you go to certain gambling den, or you go to certain haram, illegal, un-Islamic activity function, then obviously you can return that. And if you are 100% sure that the gift purchased is from haram money, then you can return that gift. Yeah.
All right, Mr. Tazakallah, for that we go on further, inshallah. 22 minutes past.
Then there was another question.
Oh, yes, Mutisam, I almost slipped up. How long does it take to become a mufti? And do you get lady muftis? What do you call them?
Yeah. Muftiyan. Then, where we studied, I studied in Darul Diyoban. After your Maulana's course, then if you had a certain aggregate, you were allowed after interview, etc., and after going through certain observations, put into the Mufti class. There, the course was 1 year. In South Africa, I've been informed it is 2 years. However, that the work actually starts after so-called being officially declared a Mufti, because if you are not active and not furthering your research and upkeeping, then unfortunately you are not going to be so functional.
So I remember
the husband, he wanted to move, I think, or something.
I have just one short point that I will start. Dhamad Barakani used to say that once a person finishes his 6-year course, he has only now learned how to study. Now the studying actually starts after 6 years.
That's what I'm implying.
So
I do not want to be so blunt.
All right, then he asked, then the lady, the brother phone, he wants to know, husband wants to relocate due to business, the wife doesn't want to leave.
Then you were stating why they don't want to leave, say because it'll be far away from the family. Then our advice to the wife is that if the husband is going to go out to seek halal sustenance and feels that the other place will improve their sustenance, then she should go along with the husband and inshallah make so much dua that the husband becomes so wealthy that he can come quite a few times back to where her relatives are so they can maintain family links again, or become so wealthy that he is able to invest and then they can come back to where her family members are. She should be with the husband wherever the husband goes.
Mm-hmm.
He is not going for some haram activity.
Mm-hmm.
He is going for some halal, permissible, jais, valid shari reason. So she should go with him.
Support him, Ji. All right, we go on further, inshallah. Do we have any callers? Yes, we have two callers waiting. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Alaikum salam.
Ji, sister Jazakallah for waiting. Your question?
Hello, assalamu
alaikum. Alaikum salam.
I'd like to ask Mufti a question, please.
Go ahead.
Okay. I'd like to know, can you read, if I've got a past qazas of the previous namazes, can I read a qaza after Fajr and after Asr namaz? The second question is it permissible for men to wear titanium jewelry, like a titanium wedding ring? The third question is, if a woman fits a loop, the loop as a contraceptive device, and she doesn't have any monthly flow, does she guard the absence of a period as her park days? That means she'll be parked like, for the full 30 days. And
okay,
the last question, is it permissible for a woman to wear a pan?
Permissible for a woman to wear what, sister?
A pan. Like on the nape of her neck, you know?
Oh.
Okay. I'll listen on the ear.
Love your question. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Yes, sister, I've been writing for the last half an hour.
Mm-hmm.
MashaAllah. We go on further, inshallah, another caller. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalam. I want to ask Mufti Sahib that, you know, recently we've had so many ants in the house. Now, is it permissible for us to kill the ants? And secondly, I'd like Mawlana Mufti Sahib to just repeat, I just missed it, that how would you recognize Allah Pak on the day of Qiyamah? You know, the hadith says by the shin. And I just missed that answer. Would Mufti Sahib be kind enough to repeat that for me?
All right, Mufti Sahib will repeat it.
I'll listen on air.
Jazakallah, Ben. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. All right, and the third question. All right, no other callers. Mufti Sahib, investment in Al Barakah Bank.
Permissible.
Jazakallah. And then the sister who phoned in earlier, she wants to know, can one read the Qaza namazes after Fajr Salah and after Asr namaz?
It is permissible to do so, but obviously she is female, and we definitely she's not going to masjid, so she will be doing it at home, and it will be permissible. And for those who have got a little difficulty with what I'm saying, see Ahsan al-Fatawa, the details are there, the discussion, academic discussion is there, by Hazrat Mufti Abdul Rashid Ludhianvi Rahmatullah Alayhi. Next.
Hello, Jazakallah. So we go on further. The masala with regards to titanium jewelry.
Not permissible for men to wear it.
All right, and the question regarding the loop, Muntisab.
Utilization of that has now resulted that there is no haze flow. That means the whole month will be regarded as state of purity.
All right. And then she asked about the bun.
There's some sound. Okay. The bun, there is a hadith stating one of the minor signs of day of judgment of the signs of the hour, that females will have buns. The explanation to that will be the bun on the top of the head. Their buns are like camel humps. That's what is stated there. But those buns on the top of the head. So the lady, if they have the bun on the nape, that is permissible.
All right. Then we go on further. We have another caller. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
How are you, Mawlana?
Alhamdulillah, how are you?
Shukar with your dua.
Jazakallah for asking.
Yeah. The question I have for Mufti Sahib is regarding when we read Quran Sharif. We read a surah, and at the end of that, you want to finish off, and do you say, Sadaqallah Mawlana Lazim, or Sadaqallah Lazim?
Okay.
That and the other thing is that on a lighter note, it's nice to have you back with the Q&A. But I hope the people don't phone in and inquire about prawns and jinga. Otherwise, you'll get very hungry.
Assalamu alaikum. See, Mufti Sahib, we come to the auntie who found earlier, the sister. Ants, can we kill them?
Oh, they kill the?
The ants.
Okay. It is permissible to do so. If they, first of all, if you can get some medication to chase them away or to get rid of them by the smell, etc., that would be better. If, however, if they are persistent, then there is no harm in killing them.
Okay. So the question we had earlier during the program, I think the first question regarding recognizing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, can we just repeat the question again, the answer, Mal?
On the day of, inshallah, when we will be Jannat and seeing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has equated the seeing like seeing of the full moon, meaning that there will be no rush, and we'll be able to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now concerning wherever it comes about Allah Jalla Majdahu exposing his shin, or everything will be destroyed except the face of Allah Jalla Majdahu, as it comes in Surah Rahman. Now all these ayats which refer to the physics, or the physics of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it literally does not mean body parts. Those who hold that view are misled. How we are going to see Allah? Definitely we are going to see Allah. How and what we are going to see, inshallah, when we see, and then we will enjoy seeing what we see.
Ameen. Allah grant us a clear tidings. Ameen. We go on further. We have another caller. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Assalamu
alaikum. Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
I'd like to know if
we're
supposed to finance a car or a house through Al Barakah Bank.
Okay. JazakAllah Bain. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Alright, Musa, we have quite a few questions. Let's take over and ask another caller. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah, Jibin.
I like to say that that lady asked about the ant. So there is another radio station, Mufti Sahib said that there is an ayat in the Quran, I think in Surah Namal, and you write it down and then you put it in the holes of the ants, and inshallah the ants will go away instead of killing them.
Okay. Okay, sister. JazakAllah so much. Alright. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. We have another caller. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Okay, anybody there? Assalamu alaikum. Alright. Well, Yusuf, the question the brother asked earlier, the Quran Kareem, when a person completes the recitation in the Quran Kareem, that is, say, Sadaqallahu al-Azim, or Sadaqallahu Mawlana al-Azim.
Would you just try to explain what he was asking? Did you bring out what he's asking?
The brother?
Yeah. Did he say that you have to say this, or must you say it, or should you say it, or?
Gee, may I ask, must a person say Sadaqallahu
al-Azim? It's not necessary to say it.
Gee.
No, it is not necessary to say it. And also there are those who say when you, like when you've completed reciting Quran, your portion of the day or night, then you should close it from this direction or from that direction. That also is not proven.
Sure.
You should, after that, just conclude. And inshallah, what you should be doing is to make dua, irrespective of the quantity of Quranic Kareem. Hadith of Tirmidhi is very clear that any portion of Quranic Kareem that you read, we are generally of the concept and training that when you complete Quran Kareem, that means you make a khatam of Quran Kareem, then you only make dua, and then only dua is accepted. Hadith of Tirmidhi is very clear that irrespective of the quantity of Quran Kareem, small or large, after reading and reciting Quran Kareem, dua is accepted. So we should take advantage over that and recite any portion of Quran and make dua. And as financing of Kaaba, al-Barakah, etc., it's permissible.
Okay. Mustafa, regarding Sadaqallahu al-Azim and Sadaqallahu Mawlana al-Azim, he wants to know what should a person recite.
I told you, any one of them is not even proven.
Oh, okay.
After Quran Tilawat.
Okay, JazakAllah. We have a call. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Yes, sister.
I want to know, is it permissible for ladies, a group of ladies to go and visit the masjid to see what it looks like, and they need permission, and from who should it be taken? And the other question is, which form of your iman is more, what's more absurd, to give yourself for martyrdom openly, or to keep your iman in your heart, to conceal it, to save your life? So which form is more? Should you conceal it to save your life, or should you give yourself up
okay.
as a martyr
and
proclaim it?
All right, sister. Did somebody respond to that? Any other question?
No.
All right, JazakAllah. You'll get a response just now. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Another caller, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. Maulana, can you hear me?
Gee, loud and clear.
Right. Maulana, I have dentures. Do I have to take them out when making wuzu, or is it not necessary?
Maaf, what does body have?
Dentures. False teeth.
Oh, okay.
Right, that's the one question. And the other one I'd like to know, can we buy anything from a business selling liquor?
Okay. Any other question?
No, JazakAllah. That will be all for now.
See, make dua for us.
Right, Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullah. Alright, let's come stop. Permissible for a woman, for a group of women to visit the masjid, just to see the masjid, and where should permission be taken from?
As far as the females going to see the masjid, first of all, that to go and see the masjid, it will be permissible. However, obviously, that they will go dressed in hijab, number one. Secondly, they will know that if they are in menstruation or nifas, they are not allowed to go into the masjid. Thirdly, that they will go at a time when there is no one in the masjid, meaning no males in the masjid. And fourthly, they should sincerely question themselves that why they want to see the masjid. If they have got some valid reasons, no problem. They can go and see it. But they should also realize that Salat with Jamaat is not wajib for them.
Okay.
Next one.
Martyrdom, she asked with regards to martyrdom, you know, the open martyrdom, or is it more virtuous to conceal your iman to save your life? Which is more virtuous?
This will depend on the situation and circumstances. In certain circumstances, it is more afzal, superior to expose your iman. And certain circumstances will demand that it is more afzal to conceal your iman. So it depends in where you are, what is the situation, what is the scenario, and what are the circumstances in order to make a ruling. The ruling will be as per case, scenario, circumstances, and the demand of the situation.
Okay. So, Jazakallah, we go on further. Regarding false teeth, should it be removed when making wudu?
If it is, for example, that it is part of the part and parcel of the mouth, then it is not necessary to remove it. And if it is like semi-permanent, then also it is not necessary to remove it.
All right, JazakAllah. And then he wanted to know, uncle wanted to know, can we buy anything from a business selling liquor?
If the business is so huge, and in one side of the business there is a liquor department or liquor section, and that section has got nothing to do with, physically nothing to do with the other section, then it will be permissible to walk around and purchase from the other sections, and obviously you are not going to be purchasing the liquor.
Alright. So we'll go on further, inshallah. We have plus minus about 25 SMS questions, and we have another two callers waiting. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Hello, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
I just wanted to know, you know what, when you comb your hair, right, and it falls out, come onto the comb, should you throw it in a dustbin, or should you collect it and burn it, or what?
Okay.
Or can you bury it?
Okay.
And even the tawiz is what you don't use.
Okay, it's your sister. Alright. Jazakallah, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Next caller, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. My question pertains to the gold door, the Kaaba. What I wanted to know is that could this be regarded as a sign of extravagance? Because in the time of the Prophet ﷺ, the door was made of wood and not gold. And also I have another question. Does Islam encourage competition with regards to the ornamentation of masjids? Jazakallah. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi. Alright, I'm just up combing the hair.
No other color.
Okay.
As far as the hair is concerned, then it is best to bury it. Also with those taweezes, it is best to bury it. We should realize that hair should not be kept around because unfortunately those who are, have got evil designs, etc., utilize hair, nails, etc., for black magic, etc. So we should not leave the hair and nails lying around.
And then the question regarding the gold door on the Kaaba, Mr.
The Arabs have been blessed with wealth. Allah Jalla Majdahu has given them wealth pouring out from beneath the floor. And also now even the desert sand, according to some scientists, has got some medical value, etc. So they're going to get wealth floating on the floor also. So they are have utilized it for that. It would not be classified circumstantially in relationship to the Kaaba and the Muslims as extravagant.
Right.
However, the next one, as far as the masjids are concerned, to over-decorate the masjid and to overspend on the masjid definitely is a sign of the hour. Mufti Ahmad Behmat, Rahmatullah Ali, has written a kitab called The Laws Concerning the Masajid. In it, he has brought many ahadiths stating that we should not be spending so much on the masajids, and even he spoke about the carvings and the artwork in the masjids, etc. And they should not be unnecessary squandering of public funds on masjids. And the sign of the hour is that people will vie with each other in the decorating, painting, beautification of masjids, and we can see in our time this is happening.
Allah save us. All right, so we come to the SMS questions. Many, many questions. We might just ask you for overtime. Extra time. All right. Is it haram to be hypnotized?
This, depending if this hypnosis is used as a medical reason, and it should not be done in seclusion. It should be done, for example, you cannot send a Bali girl or a Bali female alone to a hypnotist to be hypnotized, etc. If it's going to be for medical reasons, it should be done with the proper hijabs, with the proper mihrabs present, male or female. Man cannot go alone to be hypnotized. Female cannot go alone to be hypnotized. So some ulama are clearly stating that this is a synthetic field. Others are stating that no, there is some room for permissibility, but there is so many conditions applied before undergoing such medical treatment, not for any other reason.
Right. So, JazakAllah for that, 18 minutes to 10 o'clock, and we have a few minutes left, inshallah. Any questions we have, you can call us on 011-854-1548. Cell phone number to send the SMS questions is 082-580-8070. It's 082-580-8070. We have another caller. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Hello, assalamu alaikum. Alright, we have the question regarding people, ladies who wear the hijab, it says, and they wear the jeans and modern clothes under the abayas. Is this permissible?
See, what is that, to wear those clothing in imitation of the enemies of Islam, definitely then that is not conducive for a good Muslim to do. However, if this is worn and the abaya is worn over it, and there is complete concealment of what is underneath, then it will be permissible to wear that and go outside. However, remember that even amongst women, the women should not be displaying their body shape and contours.
Right. Question regarding collecting, what is the Islamic ruling regarding collecting novelties and toys as a hobby?
We should be doing those things that benefit us in this world, in the grave and in the akhirat. We should not be doing those things that have got no benefit in the grave and in the akhirat. We should not be indulging in vain, futile activities which have got no spiritual benefit, or at least some monetary benefit for this world, which will help us along in the other two worlds. So this is a vain, futile activity which should be abandoned.
All right. So the question states, Salaamu Alaikum, can a woman make nikah during her high period?
The nikah is absolutely valid.
All right. Is it permissible to attend 40 days khatam when invited?
You should not go. This is not proven. It's not substantiated in the Sharia. This is an act of innovation. This is not proven from the Sharia, in the light of the Sharia. It has got no basis, and unfortunately this people do and regard it as part and parcel of deen. We should avoid, and we should not be attending those functions.
When a person passes away, Mufti Sahib, does he meet his other family that has already passed away?
Imam Suyuti Rahmatullah Alayhi has written one kitab about the souls, and he has mentioned some narrations. Although some scholars have stated that those narrations are weak, he has stated, yes, they do meet them.
Alright. Mr. Is there a sin, it says, for a Muslim to use services of the kuffar banks? That is, for example, have accounts? And can you have anything that you have to pay interest on, for example, the house, furniture, and so on?
Say that question slowly, let's try to understand.
It says, is there a sin for a Muslim to use services of kuffar banks, for example, to have accounts? And the other question is, can you buy anything that you have to pay interest on, for example, the house, furniture, and so on?
If you are forced to utilize the commercial banks, it is permissible to do so. And if now there are some alternatives, you should try to utilize alternatives. However, it is permissible to utilize, out of necessity and need, the commercial system of banking, making constant istighfar whenever and wherever possible. If you are in dire necessity and desperation under those circumstances, it is permissible to enter into such a transaction.
All right, Jazakallah. It says, I'll rephrase this question, if your husband is involved in intimate relationship with another man, Allah save us, what are we coming to? Is the nikah still valid?
You added what we are coming to, Allah Ta'ala save us also, I agree with you. That, well, unfortunately we can see what legislations are coming, so people, the overflow has to come, unfortunately, to our sectors also. Mm-hmm. This is one of the reasons why the home and loot were punished and destroyed.
Mm-hmm.
And this brings the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this person requires spiritual treatment, he requires medical treatment. And the person also should be careful that he does not contract AIDS and now passes it on to his loyal, faithful wife.
Mm-hmm.
So the nikah does not break. But however, the wife should be cautious and she should summon her relatives, her father and her uncles, etc., and bring them and tell them that this is happening and now this person may have contracted AIDS and he will kill me. So she should not take this matter lightly.
Mm.
And this heinous sin is bringing the wrath and displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and something should be done from her side about this.
Alright, JazakAllah. So we're going further. If an old person has arthritis, can they make ruku' and sajda, or is it better to make qiyam, standing or sitting on a chair?
As per the research by Darul Uloom Azadwal, they state that everything is supposed to be done now sitting. So, provided the person has truly got arthritis, these days, unfortunately, we have made the mistake by bringing the chairs into the masjid, and every other person is sick, but they stand outside the masjid and talk for 15 minutes. But inside the masjid, everyone wants to utilize the chair.
Hmm.
Originally, what we should have done, that we should have not introduced the chair and let everybody sit on the floor. If now we have introduced the chair, we cannot even take it out. We should have let people sit on the floor, then everybody should have become healthy. By bringing the chair, I went to one country, and there, one whole section of the masjid.
Mm.
And there were, I honestly tell you, over 100 people sitting on the chair, and this was making the masjid lose its spiritual touch, because everybody, 100 of the congregation sitting on the chairs,
mm-hmm.
and a special demarcated area for that.
Gee.
So it's gone out of control, and in our country, it is also going out of control. However, the person should sit and perform all the postures of salah.
All right. So we've gone further, 11 minutes to 10 o'clock. If one breaks one's wudu after the shahud, does salah break?
Salatul break, if the person made just prior to that the intention of terminating the salat, then the salat will be valid.
Okay. Is it permissible to play sport professionally?
Sport, there is a book, if a person is interested, we have translated it. It is called Sports and Recreation in Islam. It is an unpublished work where we have discussed all sports and the various levels of sport. Sport at certain levels is permissible, provided you got the intention of keeping fit and being ready for jihad. And there are certain sports which are absolutely waste of time and cannot prepare a person for jihad, and people waste hundreds of rands and thousands of rands on futile activities of sport. And those types of sport, they should be abandoned at any and every level.
All Right.
And these days, people regard it as very good culture and civilization and upmarket to play those sports which have got no benefit for the player except wasting time, valuable time, money. And they are those people who say no. To be classed wealthy, and to be classed affluent, and to be classed upmarket, you have to play those sports. And those sports in particular, you should abandon totally. To play sports professional level is waste of time, waste of money, and waste of energy. And also, by doing so, especially in these days, you are attracting others to waste time. And as a Muslim, basically, we should value time. People, the enemies of Islam, look carefully. Are they playing sports? But they are busy preparing and they are butchering innocent Muslims. Look carefully with their microscope. The nations which are busy killing, butchering, murdering, massacring the Muslims, are they involved with this international professional sports at the level that we want to be involved in?
See? Jazakallah, very important points. We go on further, we have another caller. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum salam.
How
are you, Malana?
Alhamdulillah, how are you?
Alhamdulillah. I have one question for Mufti. Is it permissible to have a medical aid scheme for your family?
Medical aid scheme,
okay. I'll listen on it.
Any other question, brother?
That's all.
Jazakallah, sleep well.
Jazakallah, wa alaikum salam.
Mufti Sahib, medical scheme.
In our time and age, because of the situation, the circumstances, and also because of other jurisprudential laws, it is permissible to have medical aid.
All right. We come back to the SMS questions. Many to go through. Is witr salah wajib or sunnat? If it is wajib, why did Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam tell the Sahaba from Yemen something to this effect that stick to five salah, you will enter Jannah? He says witr is not mentioned. Kindly give the answer.
So in that salah, in that hadith, he did not talk of the sunnah and nawafil also. And then he did not mention all the benefits of the nafil and sunnah salat. So you do not look at one hadith and make the deed. The deed comprises, it's comprehensive. Yes, he just mentioned, for example, when he talks of zakah, then he did not say you have to give now zakat on your wealth and the camel and the goat and this and that. He just mentioned a blanket thing. So when he talks of salah, the five salah, he automatically means all that is attached to it. That means the sunnat and the wajibs automatically. We call this lazim mazlum, that the salat of Jummah has been expressly stated, but everything that leads to it is also rewardable.
Alright, we can further understand. Can men wear a silver ring with a black stone, and what is the significance of this black stone?
Remember, as far as rings are concerned, that most people do not understand that if you have to wear a ring, the males wear a ring, then that signet which he's talking about, that should not be exposed. The adab, ethics of wearing a ring for a man, that signet should be inside, not exposed. And every other person, unfortunately, when they wear these rings, they expose the signet and display it, and they think that is the sunnat method of wearing the ring. There is a book written by Janab Alan Haqqani Rahmatullah Alayh. I'm just waiting for that book to reach me so that we can give you a detailed academic answer. But the summary is that on one side it is good to wear the ring, but the signet should not be displayed.
Okay, alright, so JazakAllah for that. Can men wear an ihram which has a velcro stitched or sticked on it?
Permissible to do so.
Alright, JazakAllah, we have another caller. Assalamu alaikum.
Hello.
Jee Ben, assalamu alaikum.
Well, I wanted to know that ask Mufti Sahib that can you read four nafil namaz together? You know, you read two, but can you combine, like, say you're making after Maghrib the Awabin and other namazes, the four. Can you read it together?
Okay, inshallah. Any other questions, sister?
No, that will be all.
Okay, sabar, respond to that. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Ji, Mufti Sahib.
It is permissible to combine Nawafil Salat. Now, for example, one is that the niyat of the Nafil. You can say, Ya Allah, making two rakats of Salatul Tawbah, Salatul Hajat, and Salatul Safar, etc. You could combine Nawafil, but you cannot combine Nawafil with, for example, Wajib or Qaza or Nawafil with Faraz. Obviously, you cannot do that.
Alright.
And her question, what she is posing, yes, you can also do that.
Okay. Salaamu Alaikum. It says, the kids at the school are asked to draw faces of humans. I would like to know the ruling regarding the drawing of inanimate objects.
Should not draw the faces of humans.
Alright, JazakAllah, we go going further. It says, is it permissible for someone to call you what? I don't know, I don't understand this one. Can Qaza Namaz be read after Fajr al-Salah and Asr Namaz?
We have explained that.
It was Jib. Alright. We go on further. Another caller. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Hello, assalamu alaikum.
Hello, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
Mufti Sahib, in fact, I want to ask you one question regarding MasterCard.
Ji, go ahead. What's the question, brother?
Regarding MasterCard.
Yeah.
Okay. Hello.
Hello, Ji. Regarding you. What aspect about the MasterCard?
If we purchase something and we have to pay this due in 1 month period, and they will not levy any interest on that one. I ask you that, for example, if sometimes we need money and we cannot, withdraw money. If we withdraw money, there will be interest on that one. So we just buy something, some gold or something like this, and sell at a lesser rate. So can this be permissible?
Alright, Mufti Sahib will respond, brother. Alright, brother. JazakAllah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Ji, Mufti Sahib.
What happened there with the master?
I'm not very, very sure what happened to this master card, but basically, just to sum it up, it mentions that, you know, it involves usage of interest, so it is permissible.
Okay, what I understood was that if you utilize this card, then if you pay within a month, there is no interest. Then it is permissible to utilize it, and you should pay before interest is levied upon you. But the other thing, you said that you would buy something and then you would sell it at a less price. That if you want to do that, you want to buy something and sell it at a less price, that's his prerogative. You can sell it at a less price.
Okay. Alright, JazakAllah, Sabiqan Fadha, inshallah, it's 3 minutes to 10 o'clock, very limited time. We come back to the questions. Is it possible to have a cornea transplant operation?
Permissible to do so.
Alright, JazakAllah, we go on further, inshallah. SMS question stating, Assalamu alaikum, Musab. What must a girl do if her parents don't want her to marry the man she wants to marry? Shukran.
How she came in contact with that person. And now she wants the Mufti to say, no, the parent must say yes. First of all, there's so many things there, that how you came in contact with that person, what circumstances are. Did you ask your parents why they don't want? Generally, the parents are more wise and they are more stable. They will look for your benefit. Do not go and make a unilateral rash decision.
All right. Sir, is the Al-Nakhil Islamic Investment Company Sharia compliant?
I do not know. Send me the documentation.
Okay. And I'd like to know, what is the status of wearing a topi when eating?
I would like to pose a question that any person should bring only one hadith where to state that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam performs salat without a topi or ate without a topi. People just want to say, oh, we are following Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and now they say, no, the people who are coming from Middle Africa, we notice that they don't wear any hats. These people who come from Middle Africa are no proof in Shariat. There are no criteria in Shariat. And humbly ask them that, why you got no hat when you were making Salah? In fact, those regions are hotter. You should be putting something on your head to cover and protect yourself from the heat.
There is no hadith proving that Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam performed salat or he ate without a hat.
All right. Some tazakallah be gone further. If I have qaza namaz, do I have to read the namaz in full or just the faraz of each namaz?
Faraz of each namaz.
Okay, jazakallah be gone further. Assalamu alaikum. It says, my sister has just lost her husband. Allah grant him jannat, Allah give her sabr. Who is responsible for her maintenance until her iddat is over? And can she go to work?
I just want to add that when we talk of Farz Salat, we include the Witr day.
Jee.
Now, respected Molanda, please repeat that question.
Sure, my respected Mufti Sahib, we will, inshallah. My sister, it says, the question says, my sister has just lost her husband. Who is responsible for her maintenance until her iddah is over? Should she go to work? It further says it seems to be a big issue. And what is the status of a widow in Islam?
The status of the widow, she is one of the recipients of zakat, one of the 8 recipients of zakat.
Mm.
And we should care for her financially, morally, socially. And we should not, as family members, allow her to go to work. It is a crying shame upon family members to let the widows to come out, who are especially supposed to be in Iddah, that they must not Islamically spend the Iddah but go out and seek the daily bread. That is not very good for a Muslim society. So the closest family members should maintain her, and if she has got children who are wealthy, they should maintain her. Her in-laws should try to maintain her, and her own father, mother, brothers, etc. should financially assist her, stabilize her, and also make sure that she does not go out during her iddat period to earn her daily bread.
All right. Mr. Sir, question, dinosaurs ever exist?
There's a high possibility that they did exist.
All right. Perfume with alcohol, what is the masala?
We have been informed that they are utilized as a preservative. So once you press the nozzle, then the alcohol disappears and only non-alcohol comes onto the skin.
Okay.
There is another group of ulama who say that external use is permissible.
All right. Sir, it says, Assalamu alaikum, if you see, this is the last question, if you see and know that your child has been mentally and verbally abused by their spouse, and he accepts it, but it's seen by all, what can be done?
Not very clear. However, we do not know the level of the physical and mental abuse, so we should be cautious. And we should try to rectify the situation by mashwara, by counseling. And if this does not work, then go to the care line, go to the crisis center, or go to the Jamiat for respective aid and counseling concerning the matter.
All right, so JazakAllah for that. Final question is, masala of working in a bank, permissible or not?
If you have got no other job and you are the person putting the food on the table, then it is permissible to do so in that section which is not directly involved in insertion of and in the accumulation of the interest. For example, just like a cashier, teller, it will be permissible, but as long as you are working there, say constant istighfar and seek pardon from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Also look out for a alternative job, even if it pays less, take it.
Inshallah. Mr. Jazakallah so much for the wonderful program. Inshallah, we already passed the hour. Any final advice from the subsite to our listeners?
We should be in this age that we are looking at the country and seeing some strange things happening, especially with the weather patterns. Certain areas are very cold, certain areas are very, very hot, and certain areas now rain is pouring. And in our country, we have never heard of tornadoes.
Mm-hmm.
Now this is happening. So definitely, unfortunately, looks like the whip of Allah Jalla Majdahu is getting released upon our country. And this depends on our amal. So
So we should make a lot of istighfar, become steadfast on Sharia, plead before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and not blame others, but become regular in Salat, become steadfast in the acting upon the Sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, enjoying what is good, forbid what is evil, and also plead that the azab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not come upon our country.
Ameen. Mr. Jazakallah, so much for the wonderful information and for answering the questions and for the advice as well. Allah give us tawfiq to change our lives. And may Allah tabarak wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq and the ability to do such actions, which in turn will bring forth the mercy of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Mr. Jazakallah, and requests for du'as as well, inshallah.
Jazakallah.
Jazakallah, Mr. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.